From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now, and this is the 17th day of the government shutdown. If it's still going on at the end of the week, it'll be the longest in history. And that looks more likely after an announcement today that President Trump will spend Thursday visiting the border to make the case for his wall, which is at the center of the shutdown fight. This morning, President Trump again talked on Twitter about declaring an emergency at the border so he can act unilaterally and build a wall without Congress's approval. But he said, let's get our deal done in Congress. NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith joins us now. Hi, Tam.
Hi.
So first of all, let's just get to the latest of what's going on here. The president going to the border on Thursday, and there are now reports that he may be asking some TV networks to do a primetime address tomorrow to talk about this.
Right. And I have not independently confirmed those reports, but it seems pretty safe to say that the president feels like he needs to tell his own story here. You know, leading into the shutdown, he said he would be proud to shut the government down. That's what's still hanging out there, even though he's done a press conference and he's you know, stopped to talk to reporters as he's gone off to Marine One. Sort of the White House and the president have not done a great job of yet making their case.
Well, what about the idea that he could do this himself? He could declare a state of emergency and build the wall. This is the Democratic chair of the House Armed Services Committee, Adam Smith, on ABC's This Week.
There is a provision in law that says the president can declare an emergency. It's been done a number of times, but primarily it's been done to build facilities in Afghanistan and Iraq. And in this case, I think the president would be wide open to a court challenge saying, where's the emergency?
Now, the president partially quoted that statement on Twitter today, leaving out the skepticism there about whether it would work. But how seriously is the president looking at this option?
Well, he has not just in that tweet, but also in statements to reporters, has mentioned it. Usually by the time it gets to the point of the president sort of teasing something, the wheels have been turning at least somewhat behind the scenes. We don't know whether it will happen. There are a lot of disagreements among legal scholars about how this would go down, whether he fully has the authority, and whether it would create a crisis, a sort of a constitutional crisis or not. I spoke with Smith as well, Congressman Smith, mm-hmm. Chairman Smith, earlier today, and he said that the way he feels, you know, the president does have the legal authority. Sure, it will be challenged in court, but he feels like at this point he needs to make a political case and a policy case that, you know, building a wall, taking money from the military to build the wall would be bad politics and bad policy.
Well, and the White House seems to be saying that they're making concessions to Democrats by saying, well, maybe not a wall, but a fence. Let's listen here to the acting chief of staff of the White House, Mick Mulvaney, who was on NBC's Meet the Press with Chuck Todd and said that the president was willing to compromise. Here he is.
He was willing to agree to take a concrete wall off the table. Because, again, what's driving this is the president's desire to change the conditions at the border. And if he has to give up a concrete wall and replace it with a steel fence in order to do that so that Democrats can say, see, he's not building a wall anymore, so that should help us move in the right direction.
So you want the headline to be, the president no longer wants a wall. He wants a fence.
The president is going to secure the border with a barrier.
Tamara, does that make any difference to Democrats, whether it's a wall or a fence?
Well, and let's just be clear that this is not a massive concession. The president has been talking about a wall that you can see through, which is oddly, like, definitionally a fence, mm-hmm. For more than a year. So the change here isn't really a change. They're just trying to make hay out of something. Democrats are not persuaded. Their issue is with a physical barrier. They say it's not the most effective way to stop things. They say there isn't a crisis on the border. Except for the crisis of these families seeking asylum, and they turn themselves in. Mm-hmm. They're not trying to sneak in. So a wall wouldn't really help with that, is what they're saying.
I have to imagine that this is going to get a lot tougher later this week when the first pay period happens, when people don't get their paychecks, and maybe a lot more people will start walking off the job.
Yeah, and, you know, a very small sample size, but I've been hearing from my friends who work in the federal government asking me what's going to happen, that they're very worried about getting their paychecks, about not getting back pay for the time they've been furloughed. You know, the concern is there. The morale problems are real.
Mm-hmm. One more thing real quick, Tam. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg today missed the oral arguments in the Supreme Court for the first time since she became a justice in 1993. She's recovering from cancer surgery. What more do we know?
That is essentially what we know. It was the first time that she's missed arguments, which is a pretty remarkable mm-hmm. thing. But, you know, all reports were that this was caught early, the cancer, that is.
It's NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith. Thank you.